Now time for a locker room chat with the Omaha Central head football coach Michael Glatzik. After yet another shutout, Coach, that's 5 shutouts in a row. You guys win 24-0 at Minneapolis. I mean, how does this one feel?
It was an awesome win. You know, obviously it was the most important because it was a district win. It was a huge road win for us. You know, it was an over 2 hour drive, just similar what, you know, the rest of the season is going to go, the playoffs and these last two games. Coach Flax over Minneapolis, they had a great game plan. You know, they gave us a little, some fits on offense. They gave us a new D line front that we haven't seen yet. They stacked the box. So, we made some halftime adjustments and our defense, for sure kept us in the ball game that first half. Rico made a 34-yard field goal that kind of gave us some mojo going into halftime. And like I said, we made some adjustments and we had a cleaner second half.
And Coach, you told me before we started this that you thought that Minneapolis was the toughest test as of right now. But Holton, you said you're glad you got them out of the way in week one because they're really starting to hit their stride. Why do you think Minneapolis was the toughest team that you played so far?
I would say they're the best tackling team we've seen. You know, usually occasionally we break the long run with, you know, Heike or receivers. But Minneapolis did a great job of tackling low, and tackling in space. You know, we had a lot of 2 to 5 yard, 6 yard gains, which is fine because that's what's going to happen the rest of the season here. As we go down the home stretch, you know, it's just, like I said, we got to keep pounding that offensive line and, you know, occasionally we're going to miss some blocks, but we just can't string together bad plays. We got to continue the positive, you know, 2 yard gains, 6 yard gains. We got to keep moving those sticks.
Here with Omaha Central head football coach Michael Glatzik. Coach, what does it mean that you guys had your toughest challenge of the season to date? You guys were still able to handle your business and win in the trenches and come out with a win.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, we kind of had an idea that these last three district games were going to be the toughest games, you know, starting with Minneapolis. Like I said, it was a huge road win for us, you know, battling some adversity with the long bus trip, a little cooler weather, a little windy. Obviously not things going our way the first half. So, I thought our kids handled it well. And like I said, our defense, you know, it's a bend but don't break mentality. You know, they're going to drive between 30 and 30, 20 and 20. But as long as we keep them off the scoreboard, obviously we'll be happy.
And, Coach, we talked about also beforehand that you guys had a few of those bigger plays with Carter running 38 times. It was a lot of 3 to 5 yards in a cloud of dust. How important is it for you guys to be able to win those battles every single down?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, Carter's a horse back there. You know, he's obviously listed as quarterback, but I would say more of a running back. Our goal is, you know, obviously we got to go empty. We're going to go empty, try to spread people out and make them tackle in space. And, you know, with an experienced O-line, you know, hopefully we can win the one-on-one blocking. And, you know, hopefully we can continue to, like you said, just ground that run game out, you know, get to the second and ones, third and ones, fourth and ones, and hopefully we can keep moving those chains for multiple first downs.
Let's go and step aside for a quick break. We'll have more with head coach Michael Glatzik from Omaha Central in just a bit. Back here with head coach Michael Glatzik of Omaha Central. And, Coach, what's it going to take for you guys to keep up your performance defensively against a really good Raleigh County offense?
I would say this is going to be our toughest test for sure on defense. Raleigh County is extremely talented with skilled players. Coach Willimon, you know, obviously the record doesn't show how good they are. They're 3-3, but probably one of the toughest schedules in 2A, if not the state. Like I said, Coach Willimon, he coaches well. He's got a ton of formations. He gets a fantastic quarterback, the Harmison kid. And Eli does a great job getting the ball out fast to his skill kids. So we gotta be able to tackle in space, and hopefully we can get another shutout.
Coach, before the break, you talked about how Carter Hike, he's kind of more of a running back, but what are some things in his passing game that you'd like to see him improve on going into this week?
Obviously, you know, if teams are going to stack the box, which I'm sure Riley will, just because of our past performances, you know, hopefully Carter can get the ball out early. In his reads, and you know, hopefully, you know, if there's no reads there, you know, we teach him to, you know, first read's not there, second read's not there, just take off running, and that's what he's really good at. But hopefully we can continue with the run game, but if we need to, we can drop to the pass game and hopefully get the ball in our hands and out in the space.
And Coach, as I'm here with Omaha Central football coach Michael Glatzik, how impressed have you been with his decision making, not just in his ability to run in the right gaps, but also in his passing ability?
Obviously I think it really helps being a coach's son. You know, Coach Hikes, the assistant coach on our staff, you know, and then Carter played defense a lot last year. He started defense. You know, he's got that varsity experience. You know, I knew he was going to be a good athlete, coming out of middle school. Just not this fast. You know, I gotta remember, when I get on him, about a bad play, I gotta remember, you know, he's just a sophomore. He's just 16 years old. He's still, you know, he's still getting that varsity experience at quarterback. You know, it's a whole new level from, you know, eighth grade quarterback to varsity quarterback, you know, just different fronts, different speed, different, you know, I would say a different, secondary techniques, you know, different coverages. So, each game, each snap, he's going to improve this year.
Last question for you, Coach. We all remember how stellar Cooper was last year. Has he been able to stay in touch with Carter, and you guys as a football team been able to stay in touch with him and keep up with him? And has he even been able to help you guys with your team so far this year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Cooper is, he's off at Hutch playing right now. He's pretty busy, during the week and weekends, but, I know he's helping out Carter, just with film. You know, he watches film with him, I know, and, I would say he's teaching him kind of what techniques, you know, he used last year running back. So yeah, it's been awesome to have, you know, the Hike family here in Seneca.
Fantastic. From the blue and purple to the blue dragons. Coach, thank you so much for your time here today. Appreciate it as always, and best of luck on Friday against Raleigh County.
All right. Thank you, Jared.
That was Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Glatzik here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Howe Seed.